Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Psalm 116, verses 10 and 13 read, I trusted in the Lord. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Trust is vital in sport, trusting your training, your teammates, and your coaches. Psalm 116 extends this principle of trust to faith, showing that trust in God leads naturally into gratitude and worship. Even after loss, injury, or a disappointing performance, gratitude for God's faithfulness transforms perspective. It lifts the heart, strengthens mental resilience, and encourages those around us. For athletes, cultivating this gratitude is like celebrating the small wins during training. It reinforces confidence, builds morale, and motivates consistent effort. Athletes also understand how mental strength and focus contribute to performance. Psalm 116 encourages offering our effort, discipline, and integrity as a vow, quotes, a vow to God. Worship and service shape character and influence others, much like a captain or senior player modeling resilience, encouragement, and hope for their team. Trusting God while expressing gratitude shifts our focus from setbacks to the bigger picture, His presence, His guidance, and His provision. This perspective guards against discouragement and allows perseverance to flourish even in difficult times. So, as an athlete today, why not offer your daily effort, your training, your competition, even your study and work as a vow to God? Use gratitude and worship as tools that maintain perspective under pressure, model trust, hope, and maybe vulnerability to your teammates, demonstrating that perseverance is anchored not only in talent and preparation, but in faith in Christ. After a difficult game or a challenging week, reflect on God's faithfulness in your life. This reflection can restore motivation, renew energy, and improve resilience, just as reviewing video highlights or strategy sessions refine athletic performance. Why not reflect on some of these things first? How can gratitude and trust change your approach to training, competition, or daily life today? Second, in what ways can you encourage teammates or colleagues to recognize God's faithfulness through your words or actions? And finally, where can you turn past challenges into opportunities to celebrate God's faithfulness and grow stronger today? Well, let's pray. First for yourself. Lord, help me trust you fully and live with gratitude in every season, both victory and defeat. And for your teammates. Lord, as they play alongside me, may they see in me, and therefore may they experience your presence, guidance, and encouragement in their struggles, and learn to trust you as I do. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.